Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's Monday, and that means it's time for another week of Activity Quest Daily Challenges. We give you five things to do, and you go ahead and do them. It's that simple. Then you tell us how you got on at funkidslive.com/daily, and we give you a shout out on air and in the Activity Quest podcast. First up, you know the drill by now. It's the Fun Kids Science Weekly. It's Dan's podcast every week, and he chats to some top scientific experts. This week in the episode, it's all about bioluminescence. Sounds pretty fancy, doesn't it? I have no idea what it is, so I will listen to the podcast as well. If you want to check it out, just search Fun Kids Science Weekly and then tell me at funkidslive.com/daily what bioluminescence actually is, because I genuinely do not know. And next up, we're always game for teaching you new things, and this week we're joining a band! Oh, it's Nancy and the Meerkats. They're teaching us all about things we can and cannot do. funkidslive.com/daily is the place to watch the video. Third, why not go big? Invent your own country. Seriously, what would it be called? Think of a name for it and then tell me at funkidslive.com/daily. I think mine would be Bextopia or the United Bextum. I'm not sure. I'll have to have a think about that. Then fourth, every country needs some laws and some rules. So what does your country stand for? What would you say has to happen inside of it? Mine, for example, I think the biggest rule would probably be, apart from like peace and, you know, everybody would be happy, free chocolate for everybody. So head to funkidslive.com/daily and list out everything that your country would do to stay safe and secure. Finally, flags. Grab an A4 sheet of paper or jump into a computer program like Paint and make a flag. Flags usually work best when there's a few simple shapes or colours, and there's no rules on this one, so go absolutely mad. Personally, I think mine would have a picture of a big thumbs up in the middle. So that is number one, check out the Fun Kids Science Weekly. Two, watch an episode of Nancy and the Meerkats at funkidslive.com/daily. Three, found your own country. What's it called? Four, make laws for your own country. Maybe create a Declaration of Independence or a constitution. Five, make a flag. Every day this week, we've been sharing a bunch of people who've taken on the Activity Quest Daily Challenges. Ava says, I love this podcast. I always try to do all of the activities. And Florence said, next week, I think you should try a series of activities all about building imaginary worlds. Well, you know what, Florence? That's a very good idea. I think we might get involved with that. Remember, whatever you do, funkidslive.com/daily is the place to tell us, and you could be on air tomorrow at 6 p.m. and in the Activity Quest podcast the following day. Just search Activity Quest. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.